football on Off the Ball.
I remember in 16 when that, I was part of that Dundalk group, I was just coaching their way, but it felt like you were important again in our sport. You felt you belonged.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball. This is News Talk.
And welcome back to Off the Ball Sunday here on News Talk. John Duggan with you through to seven. So, beat a Swede a couple of years ago, won the Irish Open at the K Club, Vincent Norman. And it looks like we're going to have another one win this year in 2025 because Joachim Lagergren, remember he had a 62 in round two, 73 yesterday, so he slipped back. But he's just finished with an eagle on 16 and a birdie on 18 to post in the clubhouse a round of 66. 17 under par he is. 194th in the world, has only won once on the European Tour back in 2018 at the Sicilian Open, but he's in the lead at the Irish Open at the K Club, and he's two shots clear of Angel Hidalgo, Rafa Cabrera-Bejo, and Rory McIlroy. McIlroy needs an eagle on the last. He got one, remember, in 2016 when he won the Irish Open at the K Club. He needs another one now to force a playoff. We'll see what happens with Hidalgo on 17 and 18 as well. Cabrera-Bejo is in the clubhouse. He can't win. He's on 15 under par. So Lagergren in pole position to win the Irish Open at the K Club. We're going to have Nathan Murphy on the line. We're also going to hear reaction from Shane Lowry after his round this afternoon. Now, in Brighton, New Zealand beat Ireland by 40 points to nil in their pool match at the Women's Rugby World Cup to top the pool and go into the quarterfinals as pool winners. Ireland will play now France or South Africa. A hat-trick of tries from Braxton, Sorensen, McGee saw the Black Ferns on their way after a committed Irish display. Kind of fell away from them a bit in the end. Fiona Hayes was there. Fiona, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think you're spot on, John. I think the last is to concede two tries in the, I think it was the last 2 minutes really in reality, it was 78 minutes on the clock when New Zealand scored that second last try. So they'll be very disappointed with that. But those 78 minutes beforehand, there was bodies down everywhere. They were throwing themselves on the line, making huge tackles, making big hits. But for some reason today, they just couldn't hold on to the ball, John. It was very frustrating for them. In defence, they were good. But when they had the attack line, weren't probably up to scratch as well. So against a New Zealand team like this, they absolutely punish you, and they did towards the end of the game here today.
So are there injuries? Because Stacey Flood, Adele McMahon and Eve Higgins look to have issues. Are there any kind of worries about them possibly?
Yeah, I'd say Stacey Flood probably could be a big injury if there was a big stoppage in that, John. She, I think it was about 5-6 minutes they had to come on and take her off, and she was in a knee brace after the game. So that to me might suggest that a game next week might be too soon, but you never know at this level. But she did have to be carried off the pitch and looked in a bit of distress when she was down with her ankle. I think with Eve Higgins, she went off her HIA and look, she came out straight away and she was on the pitch at the end with the girls. Adele McMahon, I would imagine that was precautionary. We know her knee, she was down, but it was probably around the time you'd make those changes to the back row, second row as well. So there was a waft of changes when she went off. So hopefully nothing too bad, but definitely Stacey Flood would be a worry.
What about New Zealand's ability to punish us? How do they punish us?
Oh, wow, John, there, that try, that last try that they scored was probably the best try of the tournament. It was unbelievable. Maya Joseph out in the corner, or they attacked from maybe 7 metres out. A lot of teams would kick the ball. They did hands, a beautiful loop around the corner, 8 metres out, and just absolutely went down the attack with three different offloads. Georgia Miller, the seven, was up there involved in those passages of play. It wasn't just those wide back players that were keeping up with that. So they're unbelievable. And I think it was the story throughout the game. They sustained at the start of that first half. I think Ireland were putting them under savage pressure in how they attacked. They were building up phases. They were inside the 22 for approximately 10, 12 minutes. But the minute they broke, or if there's any turnover, John, at all, how they attack out wide is absolutely lethal. And they're a joy to watch. It's how they look up, see that space. Their kicking game was quite excellent today. They got all their conversions and a majority of tries were scored out in those wide channels. So I thought Rennie Holmes off the tee today was unbelievable as well. Look, I said it at the start, this New Zealand team, they grow into World Cups, and they certainly grew into this game, because towards the end of it, they were just absolutely running in tries for fun and looked to be really enjoying the game. Offloading is just superb to watch them.
Look, we got well beaten, but were there positive displays from an Ireland perspective that we can carry into next week?
Absolutely. I think they can be so proud of how they carry themselves in defence at times. They were throwing themselves around the place. I thought Grace Moore looked absolutely exhausted from a six point of view at the end. She was tackling everywhere. Rue Campbell has went in the second row. We know Niamh O'Dowd was leading that line in defence. So I thought defensively they'd be very happy. Obviously, New Zealand did score 40 points, but certainly in those internal channels, as I said, if you're reviewing that, John, you'll say, our defence inside was excellent. They probably need to look at maybe when it comes against France, that work rate in trying to get out at times. But I just thought even that centre partnership, Eve Higgins had to move into fullback when Stacey Flood went down. And she's just shown how good a player she is for this Irish team at 12, straight into fullback and was everywhere again in attack, in defence. And Aoife Dalton the same, making huge hits. So there was a huge defensive performance. Just the attack, which we saw a lot of in the Japanese and Spain game, they'll probably be disappointed in how they did that and where they attacked, because they got turned over quite a few times towards the end because there was a couple of one-off runners. And as I said, the line out at times wasn't great. There was a couple of overthrows, but certainly the willpower, the want, the team had it in abundance. And look, you have these games, they played a better, stronger New Zealand team, but certainly they learned valuable lessons from this.
France 12, South Africa 3 at the moment at Franklin's Gardens. If it is France, first of all, if Aoife Wafer is fit, do you play her?
Yeah, I think so. This is the question, John, going into this game as well. Like, should you rest a couple of players, the likes of Grace Moore, Brittany Hogan? They've played all these games. You know, when it comes to that, you've had three in a row, 3 weeks in a row. Back row, second row in particular, they've varied up the second row, but certainly that's where, you know, you get tired. You're doing all the donkey work. This was an absolutely huge game. So yes, the back row played unbelievable today, but I think Aoife Wafer, we missed her out there and getting over that gay line and carrying square and hard. She's absolutely superb that. And if fit, I would 100% start her, because these girls have given everything. And if you can get 40, 50 minutes out of Aoife Wafer, you've someone else that'll come on in that France game. I would imagine it'll be France that will absolutely empty the tank as well.
Okay, so in terms of the team for the quarterfinal, would you make any changes, or is pretty much along the lines of today then, Fiona?
Yeah, you see, it's going to be a struggle, John, in that fullback position. That's the thing, because we've seen Stacey Flood, and under the Scott Beamond, it seems to me that she's the only person he's really played. He's given a lot of minutes to in the last couple of Six Nations, obviously in this game, as in this World Cup as well. So we know there's Maeve Dealey, who hasn't played a lot. She's an out-and-out fullback. But the question is he going to shuffle around? Could he move Eve Higgins? She definitely done a number in that fullback position today. So it's going to be very interesting to see, will he bring in someone for a quarterfinal of a World Cup who hasn't played any minutes at all? Or will he actually just reshuffle a couple of those backs around? So that's the area I think is the most intriguing. But certainly I thought, you know, the 9-10 pairing, I thought Aveen Riley was brilliant. You know, she sped things up. She got it at a good pace. But Dana will always be in that 10 for her boot, and she'd probably be disappointed with that performance. New Zealand just really targeted her in attack, but also defensively when she had the ball, they were closing her down. So I think what we will see is similar play, John, but I think they'll be taking a bit more depth off it because they just couldn't find space. And France will look at that and really try to go after them in those areas as well.
We're expecting that France will beat South Africa. If they do, it'll be at Sandy Park in Exeter next Sunday, the 14th of September at 1 o'clock. So if it is France, Fiona, do we have a shot?
I think so, John. I've been saying this for the last couple of years, that this French team are there for the taking. Obviously, it was, you know, they won that game of the Six Nations just gone. But physically, Ireland have been able to stand up to them. Scrum time, set piece, they have been, when they've played France, they've gone up over and beyond. That was an area Ireland used to struggle maybe in the last 4, 5, 6 years. But they've certainly targeted that area. We can see we're well able. And they have the ability to beat France, but certainly they'll have to change up the game plan from what we saw today, because as I said, Ireland just couldn't get space. We have such unbelievable wingers that if we can play against this French team and get the likes of Amy Lee, even Anna McGann came on, Bevan Parsons, we have to get them the ball, and they can do absolute damage with those centres. So certainly I think there is, I feel like it will be France, and I've said from the start, I'd rather Ireland peak in that France game. They'll have a few areas to fix, but this Irish squad certainly can take on that France team.
Was there a green army in Brighton today, Fiona?
Oh my God, it was unbelievable, John. It was, they announced, I think I was just about to come on air and I couldn't even hear you because they announced it was 30,000 in the crowd and you could hear every single one of those Irish fans screaming. A lot of New Zealanders as well. It was great crack. But it's just unbelievable the support the backing this team has got. I shed a tear as they were coming out just to see so many people enjoying the game, loving it, stayed till the end. You know, sometimes it's a big scoreline. The fans stay to the end. Everybody enjoyed what New Zealand, you know, everyone's clapping the Irish, respect and loved how New Zealand played ball as well. It's the atmosphere is over here. I can't even describe it to anybody, but there's certainly huge green army and that green wave was certainly seen today.
Fiona, thanks so much for the contribution from Brighton. So we will talk to you soon. Take care.
Cheers, John. Thanks a mil.
Fiona Hayes there speaking after Ireland lost to New Zealand today at the Women's Rugby World Cup by 40 points to nil. So New Zealand to the quarterfinals against France or South Africa. We have Canada against Australia. We have Ireland to play France or South Africa. Or we have England against Scotland. So these are the quarterfinals that we're going to see. So we have plenty of things to go through coming forward. So let's just go through some of the scores from the European Championship qualifiers. Georgia 3, Bulgaria 0 is the result. Lithuania 0, the Netherlands 1 is the latest score. North Macedonia 0, Liechtenstein 0. Belgium and Kazakhstan has got, what, a 7:45 start. Germany, Northern Ireland at 7:45. Luxembourg against Slovakia at 7:45. Poland against Finland at 7:45. And Turkey versus Spain at 7:45 as well. These are all matches in the European qualifiers. Remember, we play Armenia on Tuesday in Yerevan. Let you know as well from the Formula One Grand Prix today in Monza, Max Verstappen won it. So he won the Italian Grand Prix. Oscar Piastri letting Lando Norris through for second after a slow stop for the Briton. Verstappen passing Norris on lap four to retake the lead. He was on pole. But yeah, it was a win for Max Verstappen in the Red Bull today in the Italian Grand Prix at Monza. Norris second, Piastri third, Charles Leclerc was fourth. And we have George Russell in fifth and Lewis Hamilton in sixth. We have an incredible story at the Irish Open. You remember 9 years ago, Rory McIlroy, he went birdie eagle to win and come from behind to beat Russell Knox. Well, he was on that 18th and he had an eagle putt to tie with Joachim Lagergren of Sweden. And you know what he did on the last hole? He made an eagle from 27 feet and 10 inches. Rory McIlroy, is there nothing he can do? He's going to walk on water through the Liffey to Dublin this evening if he wins this Irish Open, because he was two shots behind Lagergren, the Swede, who had a birdie, par birdie finish. Actually, he had an eagle par birdie finish. So Lagergren got to 17 under par with a 66. And then Rory McIlroy, two shots back, puts his approach on the par 5, 18th, to 27 feet and in front of the adoring crowds at the K Club, sunk the eagle putt. We're looking like a playoff, folks, because Angel Hidalgo has to repeat what McIlroy did. He's on 15 under to join them in a playoff. But at the moment, it looks like Rory McIlroy and Joachim Lagergren of Sweden are going to be in a playoff for the 2025 Amgen Irish Open. Just incredible scenes. Just